本期节目由 AI 语音口语教练应用程序 JAM 赞助播出。JAM 是一款专门为非母语者打造的英语口语训练工具，每天只需一分钟，你就能通过随机话题进行即兴演讲。AI 教练 Jamie 会立刻帮你分析发音、语法、词汇和流利度，并给出更地道的表达示范。不论是出国留学、职场汇报，还是旅行交流，JAM 都能帮你快速提升口语自信。目前 JAM 正在官网推出特别活动，现在注册即可领取一个月免费会员，开启你的英语口语提升计划。领取地址 jamtalk.co/free jamtalk.co/free。 再重复一遍 jamtalk.co/free， 欢迎大家前往领取。大家好，欢迎收听狗熊有话说 Bear Talk， 这是一档创建于2012年的中文科技类播客，关注学习、科技、设计与效率等主题，由我 Bear 刘中文网名大狗熊主持并更新。这一期的主要内容来自于我的英文视频频道 youtube.com Bear 刘，频道主要分享关于科技效率和设计的相关的视频内容。在节目开始呢，我已经用中文为大家做了一个简要的概括，中文概述之后呢，你将会听到完整的英文节目。如果你对英文内容感兴趣，也欢迎直接前往我的 YouTube 频道订阅收看，搜索 Bear 刘即可以找到我。谢谢你的支持。1000个铁杆粉丝，这可能是今天创作者们最容易掉进的陷阱之一。听起来很美，如果你能让1000个人每个月付你$10，那就是一年$120,000，差不多在哪儿都能过上舒适的生活。互联网很爱这种算法。当年我第一次读到 Kevin Kelly 的那篇文章时，我也觉得太棒了，但问题是这个算法根本不成立。在这期视频里，我想跟你讲讲它为什么会破掉我自己踩过的坑，还有一些我真希望能早点知道的教训。当我第一次上线自己的产品时，我以为铁杆粉丝模型能撑起一切，结果现实完全不一样。里面有三个变量，文章和鸡汤都很少提。第一个是真相，时间。你不可能一觉醒来就有1000个订阅用户，增长是慢的，就像复利，像种树。第一年你天天浇水施肥，几乎看不到什么成果，但某一天枝叶会突然疯狂生长。订阅业务就是这样长出来的。比如 ConvertKit， 前两年他们每月收入只有几千块，但转了一次方向，一年时间就从$1,200月收入飙到快100,000。节奏是波动的，耐心是必修课。第二个是流失率。流失率就是每个月有多少用户走掉，他安静地啃掉你的梦想。比如你有100个订阅者，每个月走掉 20%， 第二个月只剩80%，第三个月64%，第四个月51%，五个月后最早的那批人基本全没了。这意味着如果你收$10一个月，一个用户的真实生命周期价值只有$50，而不是你以为的$120。这个数字直接改变整个生意的盘算。第三个是获客成本，除非你是 Beyonce， 不然用户不会主动排队上门。最开始你可以靠朋友、靠推特、粉丝，甚至硬撑着去搞到100个客户，但要继续增长，就得花钱、广告、分销佣金，甚至你自己不停做内容，都是成本。假如一个客户的生命周期价值是$50，但你花$25才把他拉进来，利润立马砍半。很多创作者不愿意面对的现实是，获客成本往往比想象中高。把这些放在一起，你就知道$10乘以1000人等于$120,000的美梦完全站不住。真实的算法更像是每个用户的利润乘以留存时长，再减去获客成本，这才是净利润的真相。不好听，但只有这么算，你才能知道模式到底能不能跑通。我从中学到三点：第一，早点跑一遍自己的数字，即使是粗算，也能让你看清现实。第二，在追增长前，先把留存做好，留住用户往往比新增更关键。第三，看清获客成本，不管是钱还是时间， 因为这些成本很容易悄悄吃掉你所有的收入。最后，我想把它拉回个人。我的产品 Jam 还在起跑线上，我在推广和增长的过程中，就是这样被狠狠教育了一遍。我不是来装专家的，我只是把一路学到的坑和经验分享给和我走在同一条路上的人。
1,000 true fans. This might be one of the biggest traps for creators today. It sounds like a dream. If you can get 1,000 people to pay you $10 a month, that's $120,000 a year. Enough to live comfortably almost anywhere in the world. The internet loved that math. I loved it too when I first read Kevin Kelly's essay, but here's the problem. The math is wrong. And in this video, I want to show you why it breaks and how I learned it the hard way and the lessons I wish I had known before I started. When I launched my own product, I thought the true fans model would carry me, but the reality looked very different. The first one is time. You don't wake up to 1,000 subscribers on day one. Growth is slow and builds like compound interest. Think of like planting a tree. In the first year, you water and nurture, but you don't see much. Then one day, the branches suddenly start to spreading. That's how subscription businesses grow. ConvertKit, for example, struggled for 2 years to make just a couple thousand in monthly recurring revenue. Then with one focus shift, they jumped from 1,200 a month to nearly 100,000 within a year. The ramp up is uneven and patience is the part of the game. The second truth is churn. Churn is the percentage of users who leave each month and quietly eats away at your dreams. Imagine you start with 100 subscribers and you lose 20% every month. By the second month, you have 80, then 64, then 51. By month 5, most of your original fans are gone. This means if you charge $10 a month, your average customer only worth $50 in their lifetime, not $120 you thought. That single number, how someone sticks around, changes everything. The third messy piece is acquisition cost, often called CAC or CPC. Unless you are Beyonce, people don't just show up. Sure, your first handful customers might come from friends or Twitter followers. Maybe you can hustle your way to 100. But once you grow beyond that, you're paying, whether it's ads, affiliate fees, or just your own time creating content. Every customer has a cost. If a customer is worth $50, but it costs $25 to bring them in, your profit is suddenly cut in half. And in many cases, CAC is higher than creators want to admit. So when you add it all together, the fantasy math of $10 times 1,000 people equals $120,000 a year falls apart. The real math looks more like this. Margin per user multiplied by how long they stay minus the cost to acquire them. That's your true profit picture. It's less sexy, but that's the only way to know if your business model actually works. Here's what I've taken away from all this. First, run your own numbers early. Even rough estimates will help you see reality. Second, focus on retention before chasing growth. Keeping people around is more often more powerful than adding more signups. And third, pay attention to what it costs you to bring someone in, whether it's money or time, because those costs can quietly eat everything you've earned. And here's what I want to make it personal. I'm still on the starting line with my own product, an app called Jam. I've learned those lessons the hard way when I try to make it and figure out how to grow it. And I'm not here as someone who's cracked the code. I'm here as someone on the same path, sharing what I learned and along the way. So if you are curious about what the real reality looks like and to build a product from scratch, stick around. I will share more of my lessons from marketing design and, of course, business. And you might also be interested about this video.
如果您喜欢这档节目，请在苹果的 Podcasts 上留言与评分，让更多人发现这个节目。如果您使用 Twitter， 也就是 X， 那么也请关注我的账号 Bear 刘，来聊一聊您的想法，分享您的故事。感谢您的收听，我们下期节目见。